Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host, and on this episode, I want to talk about the latest Star Wars action figure announcement. So let's do it. So this morning, Mando Mania week number 5 took place, which, well, isn't really anything. It's not like a real event. It's just basically Hasbro showing pictures of upcoming products and Disney as well. But of course, we focus on Star Wars action figures. And so, of course, the focus is on Hasbro. And they did announce one Black Series figure and 4 figures coming to the 3¾-inch vintage collection. And the first figure that they showed, or the first one here on my list, is the Black Series 6-inch Pike Trooper from the Book of Boba Fett. And that is a really cool looking figure. It was actually Pipeline revealed previously, but this was the first time they've given us a look at it. It basically, you know, looks like a Pike Trooper. There's not really any surprises here. The Trooper comes with 2 weapons, so a blaster rifle and a smaller type blaster. There are no removable parts on this, but it looks really, really good. It's a good troop builder if, you know, if you consider a $25 price tag on a figure eligible as a troop builder. But it does look really good, and it's another character from the Book of Boba Fett that we can now kind of check off the wish list, so to speak, and it looks really, really good. So good looking reveal here. And then the highlight this morning, of course, was the 4-pack, another troop builder set coming to the vintage collection with 4 Tusken Raiders, including the Tusken Raider Chieftain. You know, I've said this before on the show, I'm not entirely sure if it makes sense to include commanders and captains and chieftains in these sets because they're supposed to be troop builders, right? So if you were to purchase multiple, you end up with 2 chieftains, basically. But this shouldn't really take away from how cool this set looks. And so this does have 4 Tuskens in it together with the chieftain. And they're all, you know, they all look different from one another. So they have different colors on them. And the cool thing is, if you were to purchase multiple of this troop builder set, that you could basically take the soft goods robes off of the figures, or you can just exchange them with other figures, and you could actually have quite the variety of Tusken Raiders that you can get out of the set. So this is pretty cool. The only thing that's not cool anymore, unfortunately, is the price tag, because this does cost $54.99 plus tax and shipping, supposed to be out in the fall of this year. And like all these troop builder sets, they are, at least at the beginning, they are exclusive to Hasbro Pulse and Shop Disney. And this set already goes on pre-order tomorrow, so March 29th, 2023 at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. So if you want to get that, check the link in the podcast description, please. And those were all the reveals from this morning. So again, the Pike Trooper for the Black Series line, and then 1 4-pack for the 3¾-inch vintage collection with 4 Tusken Raiders. The only thing about these releases, and I've been saying this for 5 weeks straight now, is that even though we are celebrating The Mandalorian Season 3. Hasbro is stuck 1 year ago on the Book of Boba Fett promoting those kinds of figures, which, you know, is off. Like, it feels off to me, you know? So that's the only thing I'm going to say, but the product looks phenomenal, and from what I could tell so far from the Galactic Figures community, the response to both of them has been really, really positive. So last week, Hasbro came out and announced their plans for the panel, which they are going to hold during Star Wars Celebration in London. That's taking place on Saturday, April 8th. And that takes place between 4 and 5 o'clock in the afternoon in the UK, which means this is about 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday here on the Pacific, and then on the Atlantic or on the East Coast, this is going to be 11 o'clock in the morning. Now, I don't know if they're going to live stream this panel or not, but I'm pretty sure that we're going to get a lot of images coming out of that panel. There's a lot of people going to be in attendance, like Jedi News or Fanthatrax, for example. And those images are going to make their way to us online very quickly these days. So even if they don't live stream it, there's going to be plenty of announcements for us to drool over. So I'm probably going to record another episode of GFT on Saturday. So we'll see where that's going to go. But it's pretty exciting because they announced that they are going to show over 20 new figures for the Black Series and the Vintage Collection combined, plus also Indiana Jones. That's also kind of like in the mix here. So I think Indiana Jones is a bit of a smaller toy line still, so I don't expect to see a whole lot of Indiana Jones stuff coming out of that panel. And I don't cover Indy anyways. So yeah, it's going to be about the Black Series and the Vintage Collection. And so they announced that last week, and I was wondering, well, what could they possibly be showing us? And so I went ahead and I looked at all of the officially announced figures. And so I'm pretty sure that they are going to give us previously pipeline revealed figures. They're going to give us a first look. And when I look at the Vintage Collection specifically here, it looks like they are going to show us what Nyan Nom is going to look like. But we already know what he looks like because he's just a re-release, right? So Nyan Nom for TVC is a figure that I expect to see at Celebration. I also expect to see Moff Jarrett from The Return of the Jedi, because that is an Imperial officer which we have not seen so far. And those are really the only pipeline revealed Vintage Collection figures that I have here listed on Galactic Figures. And then when I look at the Black Series line, there's a bit more stuff which they're probably going to show us. And as far as pipeline reveals for TBS goes, it's Cad Bane from the Book of Boba Fett. So I'm pretty sure they're going to show him. Together with a whole bunch of 40th anniversary figures, which they have not shown us for the Return of the Jedi. So for example, the Darth Vader, which is going to have a removable helmet. We're going to probably see Emperor's Royal Guard, which they have pipeline revealed but not shown to us what this looks like on the card. Although they've given us a look at the carbonized version, but not the regular version. We don't know yet what Luke Skywalker in Jedi Knight outfit is going to look like. And we also have not seen R2-D2. And that is exciting because if you remember, they have announced that they are now going to be using a new sculpt for this figure. And that's cool because the Astromech droid sculpt for the Black Series line is underscaled. And they're finally fixing this after 10 years. 10 years of completely underscaled Astromech droids. They're finally fixing this. And so it's going to be exciting to see what R2-D2 is going to look like, and especially on what card he comes with. Is he going to have the lightsaber shooting out, or, yeah, well, which he should, because it's the Return of the Jedi version, right? So, yeah, we'll see. So that's exciting. And then they've given us a look at the Pike Trooper just today, so they're not going to, it's probably going to be on display, but it's not going to be a first reveal anymore. But there's one more pipeline figure which they have announced and not shown yet, and that is Krysantan from the Book of Boba Fett. So maybe that's another figure that they're going to show us next week. Who knows? But that's another figure which has been pipeline revealed, and we don't know yet what this is going to look like. So considering that they announced that they're going to be showing 20-plus new figures across three toy lines with Black Series, TVC, and Indiana Jones, we can say for the Black Series, they are probably going to show us Cad Bane, Darth Vader, Emperor's Royal Guard, Krysantan, Luke Jedi, R2-D2. So those are six figures already. And then for the Vintage Collection, Moff Chet Jarrett, and the re-release of Nyan Nunb. So, you know, there is definitely room left for some entirely new figures to be shown as well. And I'm pretty excited about this. And of course, I'll be covering it on galacticfigures.com as it happens and as it's being revealed. As far as vehicles go, I mean, they've already announced the N1 Naboo Starfighter is coming to the Vintage Collection, so I fully expect to see that being a talking point during the panel, and I would also expect to see that on display, and they should also be revealing what exclusive figure, if any, is going to come with the vehicle.
You're
going
to be the fastest ship on the Outer Rim.
Now, you might remember that they announced that they are going to be putting a logo onto some of the card backs for the Black Series line for 20 years of Clone Wars. And we haven't really seen what that's supposed to look like. I mean, we've seen the logo, and we've gotten a few announcements, but we haven't really seen what the whole year is going to look like for this sub-program, right? So I expect more news about the Clone Wars 20th to come out of that panel as well. Now, if you're going to be at Star Wars Celebration in London, make sure you attend some of those collecting panels. The full schedule is up on the official Star Wars Celebration website, so you can check that out. But the collecting track is doing medallions again this year. And if you've been collecting some of those from previous Star Wars Celebrations, you know that those things are amazing. They are of extremely high quality. They're very, very heavy. And they're just really nicely detailed. And you can get those for free by simply attending a panel. And they're being handed out after a panel for free. And there's going to be, I think, 20 different ones, and they're all going to feature Kenner Star Wars action figures. So very exciting, and pretty cool to see that they're going to continue the medallions here for the 40th of Jedi. So again, if you are going to be in London, make sure to stop by the Collector's Lounge and also attend some of those collecting panels. Last but not least, a couple of updates. I've been adding figures to the website because some of the pre-orders have shown up here in the studio, and that includes all of the Return of the Jedi Retro Collection figures, which I really enjoy. The one thing I must say, though, about those figures, though, and I might have already mentioned that previously, but my goodness, these card backs are extremely thin and flimsy. If you're hoping to get those in mint condition, make sure you order those through a specialty shop, because Amazon, I mean, it is so hit and miss. I, for example, my Emperor Palpatine came, and that figure was completely trashed. The box was okay, but whoever put this figure into the box stepped on it and squeezed it together once and then threw it in there. It's so bad that I can't even take pictures of the packaging, because I can't list this kind of quality on Galactic Figures, right? So, yeah, kind of sucks. But, yeah, I was hoping to pick up a carded set anyways in a good condition. So I'm going to have to look into seeing where I can get this now. But yeah, I'm probably going to go through Entertainment Earth and get it that way. But my goodness, you know, those card backs are so flimsy. And, you know, if you remember the Shop Disney exclusive six-pack that they have just come out a couple of months ago, all those repacks from the A&H wave, from the first six figures, those had thicker card backs. And that's not the case here with the Return of the Jedi figures, unfortunately. Anyways, just thought I'm going to share this with you in case you were hoping to pick up a mint set. Make sure you get those through a specialty online shop. The last thing that I got to take a look at was the brand new Vintage Collection Speeder Bike. There is an article now on Galactic Figures in the A Closer Look section with a ton of comparison pictures between the 2012 Movie Heroes version and the brand new Vintage Collection Speeder Bike with Scout Trooper. And I have to say, I mean, that Speeder Bike turned out really, really nicely. Make sure you pick this one up. I know a lot of people are unhappy with the price because it does cost about $50 once you add the tax to it. So it is very pricey. But keep an eye on this and see if you can find it on a discount maybe later, because it is the most accurate Speeder Bike that they've ever made in the 3¾-inch line. It's the best painted one, again, the most accurate one. It also comes with the best display stand that I've seen so far, because it lets you put the Speeder Bike into three different heights, right? So you can have it in the parked mode where it's close to the ground so that the troopers can inspect the engine, or they can lean against the bike or something like that. And then you have one that goes up a little higher, and then the one that goes up even a little further than that. And I think that's a good way how they solved having one display stand but three different height options. Pretty well done. And then the biker scale, of course, that's exclusive to the set that comes with it. It's single carded, and it turned out really, really well. It's not a fully newly sculpted version of the character, but I'm good with what this looks like. I mean, they fixed the helmet. It has now the right proportions in comparison with the rest of the body. And I wish they would have just finally updated this guy completely, but they didn't. But it's good enough, man. And you know, I'm good with Biker Scouts now. I think I don't know how many different versions and releases we have seen over the years, but yeah, it turned out well. And still don't understand why they didn't give him wrists. You know, why doesn't the Biker Scout have articulated wrists? He just has these swivel gloves, basically. But yeah, you know, as long as the figure can hold the handlebars of the Speeder Bike, it's all good in my book, and that works really, really well. And so, yeah, no complaints. If you want to dive deeper, like I said, there is a full write-up with a ton of comparison pictures to the older Speeder Bike from 2012, from the top, the bottom, the front, the back, you name it. It's all there. There's a comparison of the engine and different paint applications on the bike and all that. So I'm going to put a link to that into the podcast description if you want to dive a little deeper. And that's it for this episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. This was it for Mando Mania week number 5. Next week, we have week number 6. So I'm not sure if they're going to be showing us anything next week or if they're going to save it for Star Wars Celebration, because that is basically, in the same week as Mando Mania 5, or 6. They might be holding back with reveals next week. We'll see. But again, if there's going to be anything announced, you will always find the news on galacticfigures.com. So thank you guys for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast, and please hit the 5-star in your podcast app. Rate the show, or help the show to be bumped up in the ratings in your podcast app. And thank you guys for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on galacticfigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description and remember to subscribe.
Everything's gonna be all right, kid.